From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Spain's King Felipe led a minute of silence ceremony on Friday, one day after a suspected Islamist terrorist drove a van into crowds in Barcelona, killing 13 people and wounding others. VOA's Philip Alexio has an update.
One more death was added to the list Friday, bringing the deadly total to 14. Police said suspects in Spain's deadly twin terror attacks were preparing an even bigger assault that was foiled as events unfolded. Police said they killed 5 suspected terrorists during the night and arrested 3 others as Spain reeled from the double tragedy in Barcelona and in Cambrils, some 120 kilometers south. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A Finnish police official said 2 dead, 6 injured, altogether 8 victims in a stabbing rampage in a market square in the Finnish city of Turku on Friday. Police shot the suspect attacker in the leg and then arrested him. They said they have yet to establish the identity of the man, who appeared to be of foreign origin, and have not identified his motive. Seafood importers in the northeastern area of China took to the streets as they watched frozen product melt in trucks blocked from crossing the country's border with North Korea. This as Beijing began enforcing a new round of economic sanctions. In spite of the public outcry at home, calls from abroad are urging China to play a bigger role in sanctioning Pyongyang amid escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula. However, analysts say Beijing does not want to become a target of retaliation and lacks influence in North Korea, despite its long-standing ties with the isolated country. This is VOA News. Authorities in Sierra Leone now say up to 450 bodies have been recovered following this week's torrential mudslides. Aid officials have estimated that at least 600 others are still missing 4 days after heavy storms caused the disaster. Andrew Kanasi survived the ordeal.
No water to drink. We are really suffering in this community. We are really suffering. No light. When night comes, we'll not be able to sleep in this community.
Dr. Simeon Owis Koroma, the government's chief consulate forensic pathologist, said bodies that can be identified are being returned to loved ones for burial, but others too badly decomposed have been taken to a cemetery where Ebola victims were laid to rest in 2014 and 2015. Families of drug war victims demanded justice on Friday after 3 days of intensified police operations that have killed at least 80 people in the Philippines. Philippine presidential spokesperson Ernesto Abella denied allegations that the police have been executing suspects and defended the crackdown on street-level drug users.
That the president is very concerned in destroying, actually, the drug apparatus. And the objective in going even after street-level drug pushers is to degrade the community-based retail distribution network that will always fuel the drug trade, whoever is on top. In other words, it's a question of addressing the demand and supply.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte expressed his support for the escalation of the killings this week and said on Thursday he would pardon officers who kill drug offenders, even promote them. Critics maintain that the members of the Philippine National Police are executing suspects and say it is likely they have a hand in thousands of unsolved murders of drug users by mysterious vigilantes. The National Police and the government rejects that. Rwandan President Paul Kagame was sworn in for a third term on Friday after winning re-election with nearly 99% of the vote. The East African nation has virtually no political opposition, and critics accuse Kagame of being intolerant of dissent. He denies it.
Africa has no civilizational problems, only assets.
Kagame also said he will continue to work with Rwandans with pride and honor. Kagame has been the de facto leader or president since the end of the 1994 genocide, and because of a constitutional change, he can legally stay in power until 2034. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday told his senior officials he has decided to dismiss chief strategist Steve Bannon. Bannon was a key advisor to President Donald Trump's general election campaign and has been a forceful but contentious presence in a divided White House. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.